When you walk with God, you have the ultimate protection. Find out more from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland on today's Believer's Voice of Victory. Now, here's Kenneth.
Hello, everybody. Merry Christmas. This is Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast, and this is Christmas, and we're glad of it, and we're celebrating the very anointing of Christ Jesus, His birth into this earth changed everything. Amen.
Amen.
This is not the day of suicide. This is not the day of poverty. This is not the day of I don't have enough to buy my kids any toys. Oh, hush that and begin to praise God and buy them something all year long. Praise God. Say, hey, get up, kids. It's Christmas. They said, Daddy, it's in the middle of the summer. Not in this house. Praise God. We've been blessed.
Amen.
And just have a good time. I mean, you can celebrate Christmas anytime you want to. It's not just a birthday party.
It's something to celebrate every day.
Amen.
Really.
Hey, I want to tell you something else before I get into the Word. I am pretty touchy about this. And if I wasn't seriously a steward and student of the commandment of love, it would really ruin my day when they come up and say, Happy Holiday. Happy Holiday.
I agree.
This is Merry Christmas Day.
Merry Christmas.
Have a
Merry
holiday
Christmas.
If you want to. But, you know, it's Jesus' birthday, and we have something to celebrate. And it looks like when you celebrate a fellow's birthday, he ought to be invited to the party.
That's right.
Amen.
We celebrate every day.
Absolutely. God bless you all for putting up with me here a few minutes. Let's get into the Word. I go over to the second chapter of the book of Hebrews. We're talking about why Jesus came. What was His purpose of being here? Why did God bring Him into this earth? Right from the very day of His birth, the angels announced there is born in Bethlehem to you a Savior. So He's a Savior. And peace on earth, goodwill toward man. He wasn't talking about among men. That's the result of it. But He's talking about goodwill from God to man. The sin war was as good as over when He was born that day in Bethlehem. When Jesus came, see, it reconciled all things between God and man. God made His choice. He received that sacrifice Jesus made. He received His death. He received His life. He received His ministry, and He received Him unto Himself and raised Him from the dead, and He received Him as the number one man, the man that represents all men. Adam don't represent all men anymore.
No.
Jesus represents all men. And if you accept Him as your representative, then you get His judgment,
Hallelujah.
His word, His way, His resurrection, His prosperity, His name, His help, His spirit, His Father. Glory, I don't preach myself happy. Hallelujah. He's our representative, Gloria. There's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. There is a man in the Godhead, in the authority of all things. There's a man sitting there, and he has been, it's been announced to him that he's Lord. Now, we just know L-O-R-D, but that's not what God said. God called him by his personal name. He has exalted him and given him his name, which is above every name that is named.
Glory to God.
Now, we see it in the Old Testament translated, his personal name. Moses was the first human being outside of Adam that ever heard it. Abraham had not heard him utter this name. To Abraham, He was El Shaddai. He was represented by certain covenant names. But Moses heard the I Am name. And we see it translated. Sometimes it's translated Jehovah in the King James Bible and other English versions. But most of the time, it's translated as big capital L, little capital O-R-D. Mm-hmm. And Lord, that is what's called the Tetragrammaton. It is the four-letter Yud, He, Vav, He. That's the way you spell it. It's the name that Jews will not pronounce for fear of saying it in vain. And it's so powerful. It has such heavy weight that it's dangerous. And so that tradition of that, said, we ain't going to say that.
They have more revelation of it than most.
Yeah, they have a deep revelation of it. What's bothering them is they don't have the revelation of the fact that Jesus has been called by that name, and he's a man, and his name that's been given unto us incorporates that name, plus the incorporated in the name Yeshua is inside that name in Hebrew is the name of God. Capital L, little capital O-R-D. And so all of its authority, all of its power, God raised him from the dead, and he said, again he'll be a son to me, again I'll be a father unto him. He exalted him, and the King James says, gave him a name which is above every name. But if you go back to the text, it says he gave him the name, or his name, which is above every name. That at that name, which is inside the name Yeshua, which we have a right to pronounce, we can say his name. We can say the name, personal name of the Father, because we've been reborn. Our sins have been blotted out. We have the blood, see. We can say that name. But nobody now knows how to pronounce it because it was lost traditionally. And there's a lot of ideas, but that's what they are, is ideas. One of them may be right. I don't know. God knows. He knows his name. But Philippians 2:9 now. At that name, he's exalted him and given him his name, which is above every name that's named. At that name, every knee shall bow. Of beings in heaven. Beings in earth, human beings, spiritual beings, every other kind of being, and beings under the earth, shall confess that he, and every knee shall bow, and shall confess he is Lord. Now, when we see it in the New Testament, which was translated from the Greek text, it's just L-O-R-D. But, Gloria, that was a reference, the Apostle Paul, by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, quoted the 45th Psalm, the 45th chapter of Isaiah, excuse me. In the 45th chapter of the book of Isaiah, the word capital L, little capital O-R-D, Yud, He, Vav, He in Hebrew. His personal name is the scripture that the Apostle Paul quoted in Philippians, the second chapter, and his personal name is in the 45th chapter of Isaiah 16 times. So that's the name that the Holy Ghost was referring to when he said, and confess that he is Lord to the glory of the Lord, his Father.
Praise God.
They have the same name now, thank you very much. Amen. And it says we are named after him. We're named after
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Now, Jesus is the Greek translation, the English translation that comes from the Greek of his Hebrew name. Now, there is a principle here that I think should be mentioned right now. I didn't intend to get over into this, but it's important to what we're saying here about why Jesus came. The British idea of translation, it's been there for centuries, and you still see evidence of it. Now, maybe not quite as much as used to, but back when the King James translation was translated, they translated names. And there's just hardly anybody does that. Nobody does it anymore except British people. If we have a Spanish friend, a Latino friend named Juan, we don't translate it and call him John unless he asked you to. His name is Juan.
Right.
And Juan Gonzalez, we don't call him, that's old John Gonzalez. No, you do your best to pronounce his name the way he pronounces
right.
it. I mean, that ain't John Gonzalez. That's Juan Gonzalez, you know. And so, but we did that with the Bible names. And you go down through there, and I've heard English people fuss over the pronunciation of Isaiah or Isaiah. Well, they're both wrong. Neither one of them are right. If you were to call him Isaiah, he wouldn't have a clue who you were talking to until after he got to heaven and learned English. His name is Y-E-S-H-A, apostrophe Y-A. Yashaya. That don't sound like Isaiah or Isaiah either one. Well, the English translated his name and transliterized his name over into the English pronunciation of it. And so now when you do that to the name of Jesus, or you do that to the name of God, its name, they called it Jehovah. Well, that's the Englishized name of it. Now, all of that is important to this. I mean, he recognizes what you're saying when you're saying the name of Jesus. That's not the issue here, not the way it's pronounced. But I wanted you to see the power and the authority of the name that is above every name. And I love to just slam the devil with it in every language I know. Praise God. I know how to pronounce it in English. Jesus the Christ. I know how to pronounce it in English another way. Jesus, the anointed one of God, with the burden removing, yoke destroying power of Almighty God, which is the blessing that comes out of His name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And the more revelation you get, that's part of the commandment, is not only to know His name, but to have faith in the name of
Amen.
Jesus. Well, when you study what I've been talking to you about, that name begins to come up strong in you. And that's where the power over death is in His name. We have authority in His name. We have the blessing of God in
yes,
His name.
Right.
The 91st Psalm was established in His name. Jesus said to the Father in prayer, I've kept them in your name. He wasn't just saying, I've kept them and I say this in the name. No. He said, I kept them in your name. Now, there's your shield. There's the blessing.
There's the armor.
There's the armor. What is it? The name of God is a high tower,
yeah, that's right.
And the righteous run into it. We're talking
good.
About the blessing.
Yeah.
We're talking about the secret
that's
place
good.
Of the Most High God is His name. Names to us is just a marker.
What's the first thing that we do when trouble comes?
In the name of Jesus.
We run into
In the name.
Name
of Yeshua, Mashiach, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Jesus Christo.
Every other way
I can think of to say it.
I hadn't
Praise
thought
God.
About that being running in the name.
That's running into
exactly
that name.
Right.
See, that name is the shield. It's the secret place of the Most High. And it is at that name
yes, that's
that,
right.
that knee bows
that's
out there
good.
That's trying to get through to you and he bangs into that shield. He can't see that. They can't see in there. It's something out there. Satan called it a hedge. It's a wall. It's the thing is circular. It's a the ever-encompassing dome that goes, it's all around you. It's inside you. It comes out through your body. It's out there all around
shield.
You.
And
the devil seeking whom he may devour, and he can't find you. Where is he? He's in the name.
Woo!
At the name.
That's good.
Huh?
That's
at good. The name. Where is he? He's in the name. Oh, the name! He can't stand that, see? He has to back off, run by his knee. He can't stand it. He bangs into the... He can't get past that shield. He can't get in the secret place. And he says, I can't get to him. Why can't I get to him? Because he's in the name. Oh, the name.
The
he turns
name
around
of Jesus, every knee shall bow.
You remember.
Cast the devil out in the name of Jesus. If a storm starts coming toward our house, we go out there and we say, in the name of Jesus, you get out of here. You're not coming on our property.
Ooh, and that storm bows its knee and runs off.
That's right.
It has to if
Hallelujah.
You know it.
That's a wonderful thing to
have. You remember when Bishop Keith Butler was teaching in his church on the power of the blood. He'd taught on it day after day after day after day, and he's talking about the power in the name and faith in his blood and the covenant and all that, teaching his church. A member of his church went to the bank one morning to do her banking, and some bad guys comes charging into the bank. I mean, they look like something out of a bad movie. They come running in there, and the mass screaming and hollering, shooting off this shotgun, and this one guy made everybody get on the floor, and they're all laying there on the floor, and she's laying there with him, and he just walks up, boom, boom, boom. He just starts shooting them in the head with that shotgun, just killing them one right after another. Got down to her. She said, the blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of Jesus is against you. The blood of Jesus is against you. I mean, she screamed it right in his face. Well, see, it was in her. She'd been in a church hearing this week after week after day after day after day. That's what you have to do.
That's right.
And he said, I can't shoot you. I can't shoot you. I can't shoot you. And he went to the next one, boom, and left. And she was the only one left alive in that whole
line.
That's
right. I remember that story.
Well, I just don't like any God that would let somebody, kill all them other people and left that one alive. What kind of God is that? That's a God that keeps his word.
That's right.
Let me ask you this. The storm goes through town. Houses are leveled. And an insurance company comes out there, and they pay this man for his home and all of the fixtures and everything. He's out there replacing his house. I just couldn't do business. Some insurance company that just come out there and fix one guy's house and don't fix nobody else's house. I don't understand that. I don't do business with no insurance company like that. What kind of insurance company would do that? The one that had a contract or a covenant with this man paid what they agreed to pay.
That's right.
Now, the same insurance salesman went to every house.
That's a good analogy.
And somebody turned him down. This guy bought the covenant. That guy didn't. So the insurance company is responsible to one man. They gave the whole street the opportunity. I don't want that insurance company salesman coming by me. All they want is your money. They just come get your money. Well, that's what they say about us. We represent heavenly insurance, heavenly protection. All that preacher wants is your money. That's all the grocery store wants is your money. Go in there and get you some groceries and say, I know you want to bless me and help me. No, they want your money.
Or say, I'm a Christian.
Yeah, you know.
Bye.
God loves you and leave them a track and see what you... No, you're going to jail, brother. Now, the principles are the same.
Yeah, I can
and
see that.
Now, God's protection is for
it's
whosoever
everybody.
Will.
Everybody can have it.
Anybody
if they'll
can
take
have it.
It.
Jesus is our representative in glory. I mean, he fixed it for us. It's not a matter of him having to do something in the future. He is the Lord. He is the Savior. He is the source of the blessing coming right out of heaven into us. He prayed the Father. The Father sent the Holy Ghost after he gave him the name which is above every name. And in his name, the Holy Ghost came. Well, when the Holy Ghost came, so did all those angels that we saw going up and down Jacob's ladder.
That's
Now, they had to leave when Adam sinned. The ones that didn't leave stayed with Satan and lost their eternal future.
Hmm.
Now, they're still here, but they're our enemy.
Yeah.
But are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them that shall be heirs of salvation? When were they sent forth? When the Holy Ghost came. Jesus had defeated that thing. Took That's Satan's right. authority over death away from him. Amen. That's one of the reasons why he came. We see it right here in the book of Hebrews. I want to read that again, because tomorrow we're going to get back into the 91st Psalm. I wanted to redo this today to get it back into your thinking. Now, if you missed all of the Monday and Tuesday and Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of last week, KCM.org. Get in there and get
yes,
that.
Sir.
Now, Hebrews 2:14. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he, Jesus, himself likewise took part of the same, so that through death he might destroy, paralyze, completely, totally incapacitate
yes.
him that had
Hallelujah.
The power of death. He doesn't have it anymore. That is Satan. Now, where is the power of life and death today? In the tongue.
So,
with your
so
tongue.
You're saying it's in man's choice.
Yeah.
We have authority over what our tongue says.
Absolutely. And in the authority of the name in our mouths, death has to bow its knee.
That's right. Hallelujah.
Now, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. So we're not bondage's servants and subjects any longer. No, we have a different Lord and a different King.
That's right.
For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. You remember Galatians 3? We're out of time, so I won't turn to read it right now. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us.
Yeah.
For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangs on a tree, so that the blessing of Abraham
blessing.
Might come on the Gentiles, so the blessing of Abraham might come on all the rest of us, and we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And if you be Christ's, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to his promise? Now here it is. In all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, so that he might be a merciful and faithful high
Hallelujah.
Priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the people. Now, he's faithful to that. That's why he went to the cross, was to get that blessing that Adam lost, that was transferred by covenant to Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Daniel, right on down the line to Jesus. Amen. Now, it has come on all of the rest of us, that blessing.
Glory to God.
In his name.
I receive it.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord.
That's why he came. And we receive
it. I receive
Go
it.
Go and I'll be back.
In this joyous season of giving, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a special Christmas gift just for you. It is filled with all that this time of year is full of: faith, hope, and the life-changing message of God's love. It will inspire, encourage, and strengthen you in your own journey of faith. It will ignite the dreams and visions God has placed in your heart. And it will bring to your life and family a legacy of faith and power. The Heritage of Faith DVD package is Kenneth and Gloria's gift to you and your family. Certain to bless, inspire, and encourage you, it includes two DVDs, A Journey of Faith, 5 special broadcasts with John Copeland, Kelly Copeland, and Terry Pearsons, and Celebrating 40 Years in Ministry, featuring historical highlights across 4 decades at Kenneth Copeland Ministries. The Heritage of Faith DVD package. Request your special Christmas gift today and start building a legacy of faith that will last a lifetime. To receive your Christmas gift from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, log on to our website at kcm.org and request your free Heritage of Faith DVD package online. You may also call us using our special toll-free number, 888-326-0011. If you prefer to write, the address is Kenneth Copeland, Fort Worth, Texas, 76192. The Heritage of Faith DVD package will help build your faith for the things God has in store for you. Order today.
Gloria, in 1 week, we will have been in this ministry for 41 years. Praise
God. That is
God.
A long time.
Isn't that outstanding?
That's longer than the children of Israel were in the wilderness.
Yeah, we're
not
out of the wilderness.
Not to draw any comparison.
Yeah, praise God.
We've been in the blessing.
The Christmas gift that we have for you, we still want to give it to you. If you'll just get online, use the information on your screen there, call, write, whatever you need to do. Let us know where to send it. It's free. It's postpaid. And there's two DVDs in this package, in this our Christmas gift to you, which is, of course, always a message right out of the Bible, a Bible teaching in here. But the other one is covers the 40-year span of our ministry and all the stuff that we went through back there. I tell you, I wouldn't take anything for it, and I wouldn't do it again.
You would do it again.
I'd do it again if the word of the Lord came to me.
You wouldn't want to do it again.
But I'd do it with a whole lot more knowledge than I had back there then. Praise God. But we want to give it to you. And I believe it will help you. It will energize your dream. Don't ever turn loose of your dream.
That's right.
Praise
Hallelujah.
God. Amen. Now, Gloria and I are coming. We're going to be in Europe for two meetings. One, the Bournemouth Victory Campaign in Bournemouth, England, in the United Kingdom, April the 17th through the 19th. Now, pray and find out. Oh, you don't have to be just in Europe. I mean, anywhere in the world. If God wants you in that meeting, He'll get you there. He'll pay for it. If you'll get in there and believe God and use your faith. Then, we're going to be in Basel. In Basel, Switzerland. Praise God. April the 24th, 25th, 26th. I'm really looking forward to these two
meetings. Oh, they say that's such a beautiful place.
Amen. And in fact, Dwayne and I trained in the simulator of the Citation 10. One of our training sessions in high altitude operation is in Switzerland.
So you've been there in the simulator.
Oh, yeah. And the simulator is all correct. All of the graphics and everything are correct. It's gorgeous, and we're looking forward to it. We'll see you tomorrow. Remember, Jesus is
Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To order a copy of this broadcast, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. This is the year of the open door, and the blessing is yours. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland will be in Europe for two special meetings this April. First, come to the Bournemouth Victory Campaign from the 17th to the 19th of April at the Bournemouth International Center, Exeter Road in Bournemouth, United Kingdom. Then to Switzerland for the Basel Victory Campaign. Join us from the 24th to 26th of April at Congress Center Basel in Basel, Switzerland. For more information on these or other meetings, go to kcm.org or call 800-600-7395.